AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says the U.S. is doing very well in Iran, and it's important they will not have nuclear weapons.
We've defeated the enemy, and they are an enemy. They're a sick group of people. The leadership is gone. The Navy is gone. The Air Force is gone. The anti-aircraft equipment that they have, the radar they have, is all gone. Everything's gone.
The military is deploying three more warships and roughly 2,500 more Marines to the Middle East. Defense officials told the AP a sizable number of Patriot air defense interceptor missiles have moved from Europe toward the Middle East. Two officials say this leaves concerning gaps in Europe's air defenses against Russia. New cuts put a part of CBS on mute.
After nearly 100 years, CBS News says it's shutting down its radio news service as part of a round of layoffs, effective May 22nd. CBS News Radio went on the air September 1927, giving a young William S. Paley a start in the business. As part of the service, Edward R. Murrow broadcast reports from London during World War II. Currently, CBS News provides material to about 700 stations across the country. CBS News Editor-in-Chief Barry Weiss and President Tom Sabrowski say in a memo to staff that shutting down CBS Radio wasn't an easy decision, but a necessary one. I'm Donna Water.
Joseph Duggar waived an extradition hearing in Arkansas, setting in motion his transfer to Florida, where he's facing a child molestation charge. Duggar was in the reality TV show 19 Kids and Counting. The Justice Department is filing a new lawsuit against Harvard University, saying the leadership failed to address anti-Semitism on campus, creating grounds for the government to freeze existing grants and seek repayments for grants already paid. This is AP News. The AP's Charles Della Desma reports help is on the way to Cuba.
Activists prepare to send a flotilla of humanitarian aid to Cuba, assembling supplies and loading a vessel in Mexico as part of an international effort to ease shortages on the island. The aid flotillas, expected to include three ships carrying about 30 tons of food, medicine and solar panels, with some 40 people on board. In an AP interview, Thiago Avila, global SUMAD fleet organizer, says the mission comes amid increased U.S. pressure on Cuba, including measures targeting oil shipments to the island. Saul Vega, a member of Mexico's Global Movement for Gaza, says fuel shortages have strained electricity production and disrupted daily life. She adds, the goal of bringing solar panels is to relieve the pressure on the Cuban electrical system, which is clearly necessary in the society we live in today. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Protein is now at Starbucks, and it's never tasted so good. You can add protein cold foam to your favorite drink or try one of our new protein lattes or matcha. Try it today at Starbucks.